K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back again for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm at K-State University here, recording on Tuesday, December 30th, 2025. It's the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into the episode. And this men's basketball episode, which will more than likely be the preview of the Big 12, that includes BYU. We're revisit the schedule here for this entire episode. So this episode will probably come out in the new year. So that means putting in existence out there. I don't like doing that because again, a lot can happen. But we're gonna put this out in existence because of the way this is shaping out to be. Happy New Year, K-State Nation 2026. We have gotten here to this point, and K-State will open their Big 12 season in 2026 on Saturday against 10th-ranked BYU. We're going to finish the schedule real quick. I know it's been, several months since we went over this. We first went over the schedule, but we're going to revisit this again because K-State men's basketball is in it now, and they'll look to make a big splash against an inferior opponent in BYU. And I have a point to bring up here in just a minute. But again, this is all things K-State sports, whether that is men's basketball, women's basketball, football. Busy with a lot of transfer portal stuff. And I'm just finding out, as I'm recording this, some surprising stuff on a couple of podcasts or the family of K-State podcasts, let's say two, before hopping on the mic here on this Tuesday, which could be the last couple of recordings of the new year, of the current year, 2025, as today. So we'll see how it all plays out because I work Christmas. I work New Year's Eve. Christmas is being in the rearview mirror. But hopefully everyone in K-State Nation had a great Christmas holiday. But we're approaching New Year's Eve. I'm working New Year's Eve. So I don't think I'm going to have time to record. My goodness, there as well. So sorry about that. But yeah, we cover all things K-State sports here on this podcast. Yes, K-State, I'm going to get straight on into it. K-State men's basketball plays their very first game, Big 12 game, on Saturday. Of course, let's remind everybody, of course, when this pops up, the women's basketball team would have finished their home Big 12 home opener against Cincinnati. We'll have a postcast. Yep, so the very first recording of the new year will be the postcast of K-State Cincinnati on the women's basketball side of things. Again, it feels like it's been a bit, and when you look back a little bit, it feels like maybe 2 weeks ago that the K-State women's basketball team has played. We're going to step aside a little bit here real quick. I got to clear my throat here. We'll come back to dive on in to the men's Big 12 schedule here in just a minute. You'll see the Pearl Project podcast here in just a moment. Welcome back, K-State Nation, to the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Eddie Gree here recording this men's BYU preview / revisiting this schedule for K-State men's basketball here, recording this December 30th, 25 on this early Tuesday morning. And I probably just said I was coming off the weekend from getting sick over the weekend as well. So gotta forgive myself for that one. But yes, so obviously, let's refresh our memories real quick. So Saturday going down, BYU, and I went over. Did that come out? Did that episode come out where we talked about the outlook? Yeah, it did. I think part one did. That's probably the main one as well. Part two might sneak out either. Yeah, we got, because I found out a couple individuals. So I got to record that at some point this afternoon. Once I am feeling 90%, those voices as well. But yeah, so that has to take priority as well. Yeah, so Wednesday. So tomorrow might not. So today overall might be the last day that I record K-State content here in 2025. But we have content set there for y'all. So yeah, man, we definitely have y'all covered throughout New Year's Eve, and of course, the postcast. That's going to be the first recording I record to kick off 2026 there as well. But again, yeah, so BYU Saturday for the men. Let's just go through this real quick. And then, yeah, you got an interesting stretch here. So you got an interesting start. 10th ranked BYU. They are on the road next Wednesday and Saturday. The Arizona State trip, which includes Arizona State, Arizona first, the number one team in the nation, on the road. So you're playing two ranked teams. And look, at the moment when this schedule came out, we didn't know how teams played. We're going to be playing, okay? We didn't know the records at the time or the ranked before that, right? Now, you fast forward to the end of the year, 2025, BYU sitting right there, 10th. Arizona is, you're going to be playing two top 10 teams right out of the chute. And Jerome Tang saying, we can beat anybody in the country, but also we can beat. Well, that is true. I'm not going to go in too far into that. That is true. Statements on both. And all I have to say is, look, we better be ready to play, especially at home. You have pretty much the rest of the week to get ready for 10th ranked BYU and DJ Dybunsta, which K-State recruited last year. Funny enough, oh boy. okay, yeah, and then of course they lost out against them. Now again, like I keep saying this about BYU, and this I just got done listening to first half of one of the K-State podcasts, right? But but. You look, BYU, they're not a basketball program. But again, over the last, since entering the Big 12, look, BYU's beaten us, so I have no room to talk, which is not enough. I'm not playing these basketball games, but this is a dangerous BYU team coming into Manhattan. All I know is, look, our guys, they need to be ready to play. It's that simple. We got to stop making this complicated. So there's that. Arizona, we know what they bring to the table. Obviously, they are. They've been one of the more top basketball programs in the nation for a long-ass time. So we know what they bring to the table. Number one team in the country. You're playing two teams right out of the chute that are in the top 10. So there is, I'm not trying to lose my voice here, but trying to regain it back. But yeah, man, Arizona, number one team in the nation. That is next Wednesday. So, you got that. And you're staying out there. I would assume staying out there. I'm assuming the classes still might not be till the start to the or winter / spring semester might not start until the week after. So, I would assume they would stay out. It'll be smart to stay out there out west because since you're playing Arizona State that Saturday, then you're coming back home playing UCF. At home, UCF ain't no slouch either. And Coach Tang he knows too damn well that the Big 12, one of the best conferences in the nation, but looking at this thing from top to bottom, overall, you know, K-State's 9-4, but saying that, you have one of the worst records overall heading into the conference, but that could all change, obviously, with these quad one. Obviously, the first two, you love to get one of these, but we'll have to see what happens. And oh, by the way, the game this Saturday, or when this comes out on Saturday, will be on CBS, by the way. So yeah, that you're going to have that come out, CBS, set in, I probably should say the time, 12:30 Saturday, CBS going down, and of course, yes, got to get through this stretch. Getting through the stretch, next 2 weeks, then I get my schedule back, because, yeah, work has been busy, and I would not recommend. Now, again, with my situation that got going on right off the bat in the spring, I have to do it, but, yeah, definitely don't recommend the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Sports. We're getting buck wild in the morning here, recording men's basketball, K-State men's basketball, Big 12 opener, 10th ranked BYU going down. on Saturday on CBS, 12:30. This will probably more than likely come out on Friday. So Saturday, 12:30, you guys cannot make it out to Bremer's Coliseum. I advise you go ahead and do that as well. Check out this team. And hey, and obviously, any given Saturday for college football, any given weekend, anybody can get beaten. In K-State, they're going to have well, I sure don't know how to compare. Okay, but so BYU Arizona, I'm just going to run through this real quick. So, yeah, that's kind of the main thing. And then you got Arizona State. And then you got, you said UCF, Oklahoma State, the 17th. We'll run through the first month. I'm not going to run through it as I was originally planning. But anyways, yeah, so Utah, later on in the month, at home. And you get Kansas at home. That is on the 24th of January. That's 17th ranked Kansas. That's where we're sitting there recording this right now. Then to end the month of January, you have to go to West Virginia. So, and we all know that. And oh, by the way, when we go run through that, so UCF, I don't know what those initials mean. We ain't going to discuss that. That is a television network. I don't know what it is right now. And then you're going to have both Oklahoma State on the road, which is going to be on CBS Sports Network. Utah, also on CBS Sports Network. Those are 9 o'clock Central Time. Oklahoma State, that's an interesting time. And then Utah, 8 o'clock at home. KU, 7 o'clock on Fox. Ooh, interesting. So, yeah. I would have thought that those times would flip with, well, maybe because I probably see because we're not at Utah. I see that. And then Kansas, 7, and that's a 7 to 8, that's usually 8 o'clock tip at Bramah's. That's usually 8 o'clock at Bramah's. That's an hour earlier than it is. And then West Virginia to wrap up the month of January there. So you got to get them. That's on FS1 at 7:30. So most of these games here through January, and I'm going to stop there because, yeah, we're going to roll out here on the show. Of course, EG3 sure likes to know how to play and stuff, so we got to get moving. But, yeah, so BYU, I'm surprised that's not a later afternoon tip there. Arizona State, that is an afternoon tip. The rest of these games I just mentioned to y'all is a primetime game, so K-State, you're going to get a lot of looks. So you're going to get a lot of looks. So huge opportunity. Where did that come from? Where did that come from? But anyways, yeah, you get a lot of opportunities, and you love to start the opportunity strong. But he did mention, put it out there, we can start 5-1 or 1-5. you sure do not want to put yourself in a hole here. And look, first couple games, right off the bat, I can probably tell you this right now. You can probably make the argument that you can probably start, again, 2-0 or more likely 0-2. But we'll see what happens. We'll have postcasts of them going into the new year. Keeping track of this basketball team, obviously. So, PJ Haggerty, like I said in the postcast, came out yesterday. He's going to have to start off better if K-State's going to have an opportunity to have a shot in this conference, which they were picked, what, ninth, preseason ranked ninth in the country there. So you would think we have school today, but apparently there's something going on. So yeah, I got the alert. I got to get moving on here. So yeah, we're going to stop. We're going to put a pin on this discussion, and we'll come back to it here when after hopefully, Lord willing, when we get through the end of the first month of the 2026. But yes, K-State, BYU, 10th-ranked BYU, we should say, coming to Manhattan. When this comes out, it'll be at some point Friday, a big game right out of the gate for the K-State men's basketball team. And we're going to find out for sure what's going to go on with this squad here. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found free and available daily, or a chance to record K-State content again. We're on the Purple Project Podcast on iTunes, Spotify, wherever this is your favorite podcast. again. Make sure you do like and subscribe. Hit the alarm bell every time we update your content daily. Y'all will be first to be notified about that there as well as we head fully fast into 2026. So definitely, we will definitely find out in the first few games what this team is going to be like in the conference schedule, slash season there as well. I'm all over the place this morning. I apologize about that. Yeah, so there's that. Originally, I was going to go through the whole thing, but yeah, I got the notification here. And I need to roll out, get this Tuesday going here, folks. But very excited. Well, should I be excited? Should I be excited about the team? We'll find out, though. But yeah, we talked about this team, the forecast about this conference at length on one of the episodes that came out last week. So definitely, if you missed out on any episodes last week, definitely go check those out as well. Again, 10th-ranked BYU. Coming to Manhattan to take on Kansas State, 12:30 on CBS in Bramlage, Saturday. To kick off the Big 12 schedule for the K-State men's basketball team. And hopefully, when this comes out, the women's basketball team will be in the win column. Again, they'll take on Cincinnati, hosting Cincinnati, to wrap up the K-State athletic schedule in 2025. And the very first recording of 2026. Yep, we got it playing right here on the schedule. On the schedule is Postcast Cincinnati going down, so I'm looking forward to that as well. So we're sticking with it because once we get done, we got to do. We'll come back, record some more episodes, and that's probably going to be it for 25 on the case of the podcast side of things. But we're gonna have y'all set. We'll have y'all covered. We'll have y'all set through Wednesday, and obviously, probably through some of Thursday as well. And then, of course, that postcast will come out on New Year's night there as well. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another men's basketball episode of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Cats.